WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today brings more delays for motorists on Rock Prairie Road through the construction zone at the freeway. More lane shifting will take place between 8:30 and 4:30 to allow the final portion of pavement construction to take place. The Texas Department of Transportation says the project is ahead of schedule and weather permitting will be completed around the end of the month. And drivers in the area of FM 2818 and Rio Grande might see some delays this morning as workers switch to new signals. Local law enforcement say over a 48-hour period last week, area hospitals and clinics have seen 24 patients with drug overdoses involving synthetic marijuana products. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one death may be attributed to smoking products such as K2, Spice, and Kush.
We're encouraging the public, if they see somebody that is in medical distress and if they know that, relay that information to police and first responders. You know, sometimes people don't want to give that information because they're afraid they're going to get somebody in trouble. But the more information that we have, we stand a better chance on tracing back to the source of this and also providing medical personnel with the information they need to adequately treat the person who needs help.
The victims range in age from the late teens to the 40s. Volunteers interested in what would have been the 30th Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley event are being told it's not going to happen. Organizer Danny Morrison says the kitchen they used to use to cook the 80 to 90 turkeys needed to serve 1,200 meals was not available. Those facilities are operated at Texas A&M by their private provider. The regional marketing director for Chartwells in Austin tells WTAW News during the summer the availability of the kitchen used in the past was uncertain due to construction. On October 1st, Chartwells notified organizers the kitchen would be available and the offer is still open, along with assistance from campus dining staff. Before the Texas A&M Board of Regents started debating next year's tuition and fee increases for the system's 11 schools, which passed by a 5-3 margin, they congratulated the Aggie women's and men's track teams. Head coach Pat Henry thanked the board.
Some of these people you'll see in the Olympic Games coming up here not too long, and we have a good group of them here.
Athletics Director Eric Hyman also attended the board meeting and handed out throwback football helmets that were featured in their last home game. Hot on the heels of the torrid meteor showers, people from Central Texas to the Metroplex saw something unique Saturday night. About 8:45, an apparent meteor streaked across the sky. Wiley resident Cindy Alanis was looking toward the southwest when she saw it.
I saw a ball of traveling really fast toward the ground and followed by a long fire trail.
Astronomers say if it wasn't a meteor, it could have been a piece of space debris. No word on whether it hit the surface of the Earth. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every Monday is Salmon Day at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Every Monday, get up to 10% off fresh Atlantic, King, and Sockeye salmon. They'll even season it all, so all you have to do is pop it in the oven. Do something different for dinner. Stop by Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College and Bryan, next to the Farm Patch. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Like Fred and Fred Seafood Market on Facebook for specials and recipes. Aggie owned and operated.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
6:09, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cold fronts had a difficult time clearing the area. It will do so during the night, so any cloudiness and light sprinkles will move out. Skies will clear through the overnight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Sunday we'll see sunshine. Highs will be 65 to 70, clear and down to about 45 to 50 tomorrow night. We have more sun in the forecast for the day on Monday. It's warmer, 75. Tuesday clouds, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Highs Tuesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, hang on. Was that from like Wednesday of last week? What was that the weather from?
The opening of that sounded like it was from yesterday. Yeah. I think I heard that
all
one.
All right. We'll
so not Wednesday. That's better than Wednesdays. See what happens when you leave the place goes to pot.
Yeah, well, that could be fun. Anyway, on Yeah, the high temperature after midweek, well, actually it's going to fall tomorrow during the day, and then the high on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 50ville, so that'll be interesting. Excuse me, go ahead. And the weather is done, and it's time for sports.
Okay. High school football report coming up here in just a bit in case you missed something. And if you just can't wait, of course, you can find all that info at BrazosFootball.com. A&M football did something they haven't done for a while. A&M soccer did something that hasn't happened since 2001. More on that, plus the NFL and the Cowboys over at Wembley. And NASCAR has locked down their Final Four. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 6:50.
So they didn't fight.
Not this time.
No slugging of men or women in NASCAR in the last few days.
Did not see that. No.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's fine. So, I'm wondering. You had the story about the stuff in the sky.
Yeah.
How do we know that woman is so wily? Yeah. Because I believe you said in the story that it was a wily woman who said that she'd seen this.
Yes.
Stuff. So either you guys see that junk, space junk?
No.
Okay.
Oh well, no.
I was calling a hockey game.
It was the ULM game a few weeks ago. I saw one streak across the sky.
Were you at the stadium and you could see?
I was. We were setting up the in the fan zone area.
Oh, okay.
And I looked, and it was to the north, due north, and it was flying from west to east. And I just said, and someone said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I really wanted to say, hey guys, check this out. It's really cool, but I wasn't ready."
Yeah. And they'd have looked at you and gone, that's Patrick being Patrick again. All right. So anyway, thanks for sitting in. I appreciate you doing that so that I could sleep late for a week. And
everybody else is very happy you're back. And judging by the phone calls, my fans are extraordinarily happy.
Hey, it's just a different skill set, okay? So there.
Oh, no, I learned the fan things from Clip Howard.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's the How many called your fans?
Yeah, never mind. We only had one fan.
Yeah. Well, he has one listener, I think, so that's it. All right,
it's probably the same guy.
Probably so. Poor loser has nothing else to do.
No!
Massachusetts police say that Katrina Friao Shapu, what a name.
There you go.
Went to the American Legion on Wednesday night on suspicion that the bartender there was, well, having an affair with her estranged husband. She was refused a drink, and when asked to leave, Katrina allegedly started hitting the bartender in the face and pulled the false teeth out of the bartender's mouth.
Wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah. Anyway, after the bartender escaped behind the bar, it was then that Katrina allegedly picked up the beer bottle from the counter and threw it at her, striking her in the chest. Police showed up, and Katrina told police officers that she did not have the bartender's teeth. You know, these are the kind of stories that law enforcement folks just don't get to tell too often. Officers asked to check her belongings. They found the teeth in her vest pocket.
They must have just fallen out, right?
She said the bartender planted them there, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
So, in the follow-up interview, I don't condone what happened. I feel very badly about it. I am a lover, not a fighter. I don't know what that song is.
It's Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Oh, well, that would work. She was wearing a vest, and she stuffed the fake teeth into her. See, the problem is we have no ages here. Ages would make so much difference in this story.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm good at false teeth.
Okay, well, that's... Yeah. Yeah. And apparently a full plate.
Yeah.
Not just bits and pieces.
Information.
I guess it makes it easier to brush, right, and get to those hard spots back there. That, yeah.
She got a new nickname, though.
What's that?
You know they call her Hurricane. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Hurricane Shapu? That's it. I like it.
Katrina.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't take you guys anymore.
No, you're right.
On Memorial Day in Bastogne, the citizens of Belgium presented a program of remembrance for the Aggies who fought in the Battle of the Bulge. This one-time live spectacular at the Martensen Memorial was seen by over 5,000 Belgians, and now you can see it too. On Veterans Day, Bryan Broadcasting and Premier Cinemas present this 40-minute preview to Texas Aggies Go to War, a new museum opening in Belgium on the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. It was recorded for French TV and will be shown Tuesday on the big screen at Premier Cinema. Admission to the 6:30 show is free, but you'll need a ticket.
Call Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email ticket at brianbroadcasting.com. The Texas Aggies Go to War Martison Memorial Spectacular. Recorded on Memorial Day in Bastogne, Belgium, and presented this Veterans Day by Premier Cinemas in Bryan and Bryan Broadcasting.
6:15. Say that thing is neat as an understatement. We gotten a chance to see it, obviously, ahead of time. But boy, I mean, it's the presentation is tremendous. The story is tremendous. And anyway, we'll be talking about it later on this morning.
Yeah, I got a chance to speak with Willie Pena.
Yeah, oh, I know. That's so cool. Yeah, Ben and I were talking about that while I was gone, and said that was
I was in geek heaven.
Yep, I understand. It's day 314. It's the day before Veterans Day. It's 11/10. 2014. Got 51 days to go. It is also Forget Me Not Day. It's Sesame Street Day. It's Area Code Day. Remember when you used to be able to get a phone call and you knew where it was coming from because of the area code? Which, you know, is a question that you just don't need an answer to anymore. It doesn't matter.
That changed in 2005.
Yeah, when people started carrying those things around. Windows Day, Microsoft Windows. And Semper Fi, USMC, U.S. Marine Corps Day. They were founded on this date back in 1775. All right, for birthdays.
Mackenzie Foy is 14 years old. She's in that Twilight series.
Oh, yeah.
Kieran Shipka is 15 from Mad Men.
Okay.
She's one of the kids there. Huh. Josh Peck, 28 years old from Red Dawn, and he was actually in Drake and Josh, which is one of my daughter favorites. Miranda Lambert, 31 years old. She's a country singer married to Blake Shelton. Eve is 36. She's a singer as well. Walton Goggins is 43 from Justified.
Yeah, from Justified. Yeah.
He's Boyd.
I like him.
Ellen Pompeo is 45 years old from Grey's Anatomy and Old School. Tracy Morgan's 46 years old and lucky to be alive at 46.
Right.
Mackenzie Phillips is also collecting bets.
Uh-huh.
Daughter of John Phillips from Mamas and the Papas is 55. Sinbad's 58. Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is 67. And Tim Rice, the guy that wrote Evita, Aladdin, The Lion King, Jesus Christ Superstar.
We don't have time.
I very well could keep going.
Yeah, you could.
He is 70 today.
Wow. Donna Fargo used to be a singer a long time ago. Happiest girl in the USA, 65 years old. And Cowboy Bob Orton be 64.
He's a wrestler.
He is a wrestler.
It's sad that I know that so quickly.
Yeah, it is. Jack Scalia, he's 64 years old as well.
Is he a Supreme? Oh, no, that's another Scalia. No.
that's his better-known brother.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the dust hasn't even settled from the midterm, and there's Obama at his presser promising to push executive amnesty. ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl reported on election night that, according to White House officials, the president will move forward with an executive order on immigration no matter how big the shellacking Democrats got. Now, even as Americans turned out in droves to reject his policies, Obama is compelled to act unilaterally to implement his agenda. So for the next 2 years, I'm sure the president will push more ideological issues through executive order. That's exactly why this election was so important, because our system of checks and balances will hopefully be useful in stopping these unconstitutional, unilateral actions by the president. I hope Republicans are ready for this battle.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so your holiday guests, they're going to congregate in the kitchen, the dining room, the living room. Well, it's the same at my place. So you can do what me and my wife did, and that's transform every room in your home with warmth and elegance before the guests arrive with designer blind shade shutters and drapes from Blinds.com. Hurry and take an extra 20 to 25% off top brand names at Blinds.com. Remember, Blinds.com. For details, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert design advice, and prices that always crush the prices you'll find in stores for the holidays. Blinds.com.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
May I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. Just swab your teeth and you're done. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Free by calling 1-800-663-5922. That's 1-800-663-5922. 1-800-663-5922.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Knight, class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
When did GM know about problems? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There is evidence to suggest General Motors knew about problems with some of its ignition switches a couple of months before federal regulators were alerted. The Wall Street Journal says emails indicate GM first ordered a 500,000 replacement switches for Chevrolet Cobalts and other models, then notified safety officials. The Obama administration says healthcare.gov, the online insurance marketplace set up under the Affordable Care Act, has been revamped and it's ready for the open enrollment period that begins on Saturday. There have been a lot of warnings to parents about single-use packages of laundry detergents, but the packets are still being eaten by small children. An article in Pediatrics says in the first 2 years the packets were on the market, they sent an average of one child to the hospital every day. Poison control centers took more than 17,000 calls about the packets. Stock market futures a little higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep, you are eligible to receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
Call 1-800-997-9615. 1-800-997-9615.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Howdy and good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Fairy tales are just that. They're fairy tales. Unless, I guess you live in Canada. 83-year-old George Raines and 83-year-old Carol Harris grew up together in New Brunswick, Canada, just across the border from Maine. They met in first grade, and then in third grade, they were in Sleeping Beauty together.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a tree.
Where, of course, Carol played Sleeping Beauty and George played the prince. And even though he wasn't supposed to, George actually leaned down and kissed Carol. And it was his first kiss. But they were always just friends after high school. George moved to Ontario and got married. Then, earlier this year, George's wife passed away. 6 months later, he decided to take a trip back to New Brunswick, and he got together with Carol, who had never married.
But don't you remember? We've met before.
And now, a few months later?
We have?
Well, of course.
They've fallen in love.
You said so yourself.
And George got to plant another one on her.
Once upon a dream.
This past Saturday, when they got married in their own hometown. No word on whether it was actually either one of their dreams, but it certainly is a fairy tale. And I can't tell you whether for sure or not they went to David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange for the ring. But anyway, that's who brings us the commentary this morning. They sell gold and silver bullion. Having physical bullion is a very important part of your financial portfolio. Some customers buy weekly. Some do it once a year, anywhere from $20 to hundreds of thousands. It can all be found at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. To find out more, you can visit them in the Hurricane Harry's Shopping Center, or you can find them online at David's Jewelry and Coins. That's plural, davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
30 never looked so good. Aerofit celebrates its 30th anniversary of enhancing the quality of life within our community. So in celebration, Aerofit is running a $30 enrollment on any membership of your choice, and you pay only $30 your first month. With 5 locations to serve you, Aerofit facilities provide weights, cardio equipment, swimming pools, personal training, group exercise, childcare, tennis, racquetball, and are open 24/7. It's no wonder Aerofit has been voted best of the Brazos 10 years in running. So what are you waiting for? Call, come by, or click aerofitclubs.com. Aerofit.
We now return you to the following program in progress.
Yeah, I've been gone.
That makes sense.
It may as well be. All right, the weather is what I'm supposed to be doing, I think. But, you know, push this other button. All right, so here we go. It's the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Norma G Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normagtractor.com. 77 for a high temperature today, and south winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20, as a matter of fact. Enjoy that. 61 for our low temperature tonight. Then on Veterans Day, 62, 20% chance of thunderstorms before noon. Most of the things as far as outside is concerned will be in College Station in the evening. So, by the way, late Tuesday night, we're going to get down to about 39 degrees with north winds at 10 to 15, which would almost be chilly. Take a light wrap. And then as far as the high temperatures concerned for the balance of the week, we'll be in the 50s, about 50, between 50 and 52. Oh, wait, time out. It says here a possible freeze on Thursday night. 32 degrees is what they're calling.
Get
for.
Out of
That's
here.
What I've been seeing.
Well, I mean, we'll see. Don't know, but you know, that'll be the first time we'll get to say that. Wrap your pets and bring your pipes in.
Howdy, Aggs. Yeah. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Everyone knows that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. And yet history tells a somewhat different story. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called the Success Mint at successmint.com. That's successmint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. History is full of intriguing, little-known stories. For example,
J. Edgar Hoover did not like anybody walking on his shadow. We don't know if it was a superstition or some security precaution that he took, but it was well known in the FBI, if there was a light casting a shadow on Hoover, don't step in it.
Richard Shankman, author of the book One Night Stands with American History, says every elementary school student is taught that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. However,
the Pilgrims didn't land on Plymouth Rock. That's a story that was made up by the Pilgrims' descendants, all to try to draw attention to their obscure little town. And then Daniel Webster in 1820 gave a big speech in Plymouth about the Pilgrims landing on Plymouth Rock, and all of a sudden an American myth was born.
Before Grover Cleveland became president, he was the sheriff of Erie County, New York, and was called upon to personally execute by hanging convicted murderers. And an interesting thing about Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson loved to hold conversations with people while he was sitting in the toilet because the president liked to humiliate people who had better educations than he did. He referred to them as the Harvards, and he liked to take them down a notch. So when they'd be at a meeting and he had to go to the bathroom, he would continue the meeting in the bathroom, much to their consternation and humiliation.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. During a 48-hour period last week, local emergency rooms and medical clinics have seen 24 patients and possibly one death resulting from drug overdoses. The only commonality, according to College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger, is that the victims were smoking synthetic marijuana products that include Kush, K2, and Spice.
The problem with these substances is that the exact chemical makeup of these various illegal substances is unknown. The potency is unknown to the user. The source is unknown, so it's very risky. When the person ingests it.
There are a variety of symptoms of someone who has consumed these illegal drugs.
The problem with these substances is that delusional behavior, hallucinations, very hyperactive combativeness on occasion when dealing with police and first responders and medical professionals. The main medical problem that has been shown is involved in the difficulty of breathing. Other symptoms include severe, profuse vomiting.
Flieger says those who've consumed the drugs need to have immediate medical attention, and if anyone knows the source of the illegal drugs, to contact local law enforcement or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. This would have been the 30th year of the Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley, where local volunteers would have provided what has grown to 1,200 meals. But it's not happening this year, according to organizer Danny Morrison, because there's no place to cook the 80 to 90 turkeys. In past years, the birds were cooked in the kitchens of Texas A&M Campus Dining. The regional marketing director for Chartwells, in charge of food service, says over the summer the availability of the kitchens was uncertain due to construction, but organizers were told October 1st the kitchens used in the past were available. Chartwells says the offer still stands for the kitchens, along with assistance from Campus Dining employees. College Station Police is looking for those responsible for 12 vehicle burglaries that were reported last Wednesday. Seven were in the parking lots of three fitness centers, and one of those three involved five vehicles. In all seven, someone smashed out windows to get inside. Purses were among the common items taken. Bryan Police has released a video, which you can see online at WTAW.com, in the ongoing search of two shoplifters from the Walmart on Briarcrest. The man and woman are accused of leaving the store pushing shopping carts containing $1,900 worth of electronics and computers. There's light at the end of the tunnel, or in this case, the new bridge on Rock Prairie Road over the freeway. The Texas Department of Transportation reports, weather permitting, widening the overpass should be completed by the end of this month. But today, more delays are expected, with more traffic lanes shifting to allow the start of work on the final portion of pavement construction. TxDOT reports College Station Police will be assisting with traffic control today between 8:30 and 4:30. And the city says to expect delays at Rio Grande and FM 2818 as new lights are switched on later this morning. The Texas A&M Board of Regents took time at their recent meeting to recognize the Aggie women's and men's track teams. During that presentation, Athletics Director Eric Hyman presented the board with a throwback football helmet that was featured in their last home game. That was noted by track head coach Pat Henry, who followed Hyman.
We have no helmets to give you.
Yeah, Coach Henry, we'll say one of the best track coach in the country.
Thank you. Thank you very much for recognizing this group. This is a talented group of young people.
Regents Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan read the resolution, which you can hear online, as well as see photos from the board meeting at WTAW.com. Former President George H.W. Bush is being honored by the European Parliament as part of the events marking the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Bush will become the first American to receive the Robert Schuman Medal during a ceremony today at the Bush School. Bush was president when the Berlin Wall was toppled in 1989. WTAW News Time, 6:34. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 636. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Today, some poetry in the weather. Hey, hey, what do you say? Looks like a freeze is on the way. What do you think? Okay. 77 for a high temperature today. Forget I ever said that. South winds at 10 to 15 miles
likely.
An hour. Yeah, right. Gusts as high as about 20 miles an hour today. And then tonight, winds out of the south, the low is 61. Tomorrow, 62 will be the high, and then temperatures will fall. Probably down to about 52 or 53 by 5 o'clock on Veterans Day. And winds will be out of the south first, then in the north in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, our low is 39 degrees with north winds about 10 to 15. Yep. 54 for a high temperature on Wednesday and Thursday. And what they're saying, at least right now, Thursday night, our low will be 32. And looking at Friday, it'll be down about 39. So we'll see what happens. Right now, looking at 49 degrees. And in sports.
And in sports.
I couldn't be prouder of these guys and their coaching staff to go in a situation where the odds were stacked against us.
Yeah, they were taking on number 3 in Texas A&M, stunned pretty much everybody. We'll have more on Aggie football. Aggie soccer gets a big win over the weekend. Aggie basketball, the ladies played anyway. NFL and more. We'll do it for you here in sports about 13 minutes from now.
Amazing. I believe they have it on tape. If you watch Skeletor, who interviewed the president yesterday... I believe that he got him to say that the loss was his fault. Or he said, we got beat. That's what he said. He said, we got beat. He actually said it. Now, Bob Schieffer was talking right there and didn't quite finish the question, so that audio kind of ducked in underneath there. But we do have the president actually saying, we got beat. And in taking his portion of the heat for those losses, he added, and so whenever, as the head of the party, it doesn't do well, I've got to take responsibility for it. Now, he didn't know that on Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, because I don't think he said that. Did he say anything about taking responsibility?
Nah.
No. You think somebody talked to him and said, oh, Mr. President?
Well, it doesn't really matter because only one-third voted. I'm still hearkening back to that.
That's
that
right.
Line is there's
yep.
something in there, man.
That's right. Exactly right. So basically, well, what he was saying is, for all you people who stayed home, you're the reason that all these evil people got elected.
Oh, no, I think he was saying that you know, they spoke louder than the one-third, and he's still going to work for the two-thirds.
Yeah. Oh, you think that's it?
Yes.
Oh.
No, they didn't stay home. They tried to go, but those darn voter ID laws, they just
that's right.
couldn't get through the gates.
Yeah, that's true.
Really hard to walk when you're dead, too. Okay.
Hey. Anyway, he says, the message I took from this election, and we've seen this, in a number of elections, successive elections, is people want to see this city work. But as far as the Democrats' overall message, he added, quote, and I think there are times, there's no doubt about it, where, you know, I think we have not been successful in going out there and letting people know what it is we're trying to do and why this is the right direction.
Oh, I think they've been completely played about that.
Or it could well be that they do know what you're trying to do and they don't like it very much. Would that be possible?
And also, whether you like it or not, you're getting 40 million new neighbors, voters, neighbors.
People who don't know much. Well, I was going to say don't know much about the country, but that's not true. Some of them know a lot about the country, more than we do. West Virginia Senator-elect Shelley Moore Capito said yesterday, there's probably enough support in the Senate for the XL pipeline.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, and that President Obama should compromise on the issue. She was on Fox News Sunday and said, I would think we would be really smart to do it when he sees margins that the Senate is of probably 65 votes. I would hope so. I mean, if we're looking for jobs, if we're looking for at infrastructure, if we've got energy growth in our country, then we really need to capitalize on it. And that's the thing that they'll continue to hammer, how many jobs this will make. Rightly or wrongly, that's what they'll capitalize on.
Sure.
Because the president talks about creating jobs.
And there was reasonably good support in the current Congress. It's just, it seems, if I'm not mistaken, Harry Reid was playing firewall for the president,
yeah, yeah.
So he wouldn't have to pass it.
Yeah. Which, again, well, I have no idea why Harry Reid has been carrying this guy's water, because it hasn't helped him at all.
No.
He's going to be in a situation where he's going to have to decide whether he wants to play again in 2 years, you know, when he's up for reelection. And I don't see that there was anything that, oh, I don't know, I guess he got that battery plant from Tesla, but that's, you know, he probably could have gotten that without the president. But I'm not understanding why he wants to continue to tote that water. So
we'll see. He won't have to. He'll be the minority
leader. That's exactly right. Well, the other thing that's kind of telling is this is a senator from West Virginia. There's not a lot of oil in West Virginia.
Mm-mm.
And the fact that she is saying that we need to be voting for it. Ooh, it's time for See Me B.O. Memo for the vice president. No, See Me Barack Obama. You know, that's what I mean, not B.O.
Okay.
The Wall Street Journal says that a number of outlets actually saying that the president apparently not pleased at all with Joe Biden's behavior.
No.
And during that meeting with congressional leaders. You know, they all got together for lunch. A tense moment apparently took place during a discussion about immigration reform when Biden reportedly asked some Republicans at the meeting how long they might need to bring an immigration bill, wondering if that might be ready by mid-February or another time this spring. The president apparently shot a look at the vice president. Things ended then. And he probably sent him a little message saying, you're not going to be able to sit at the grown-ups table anymore. You keep doing that. So we'll see. Department of Veteran Affairs plans an announcement today that they've overhauled the scandal-plagued health care system aimed at making it easier for millions of patients to receive care. I guess you got to trust them on this. All I can say is they didn't get to that situation in 6 months. I don't know if they fixed it in 6 months, but Bob McDonald, who's the VA secretary, told 60 Minutes that the department aims to simplify the process because too many patients don't know where to go. Somehow I find it hard to think that the government can simplify any process, but we will hope that the secretary has found some way to do that. And don't know. So the Colorado GOP senator-elect Cory Gardner has said that his fellow Republicans must govern with competence and maturity, his words. And he added, the mandate was this, people don't like dysfunction, they don't like gridlock, end quote. Then he's asked about his position on immigration reform, and he says, quote, we know we need immigration reform in this country because the system isn't working. Let's take those steps where I think there is a broad agreement that we can get behind, end quote. Okay, Senator-elect, you want competence and maturity. You want no dysfunction. They ask you a question, and you didn't answer it. Tell me how that's any different. We got a brand-new senator coming in who already knows how to play the, oh, well, let me dig my tasseled loafer into the carpet and see. Can we have some answers? I mean, isn't that what we want? Everybody doesn't want gridlock. We don't want dysfunction. You were asked a question. Would you answer it?
Only one-third want that.
Oh,
I keep telling you.
I'm perfectly fine with gridlock if the alternative is more government.
It's foolishness, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be nice for him to just sit back, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if they didn't do anything for the next 2 years, yeah. I don't think necessarily would be a bad thing. Yeah,
at some point, haven't we passed enough laws?
One would think, but apparently not. GOP Governor Scott Walker, who's had to get, win like four elections.
Oh, man, he's a winning fool.
In the last two weeks, it seems like.
Yeah, he's won more votes than any sitting governor, except maybe Rick Perry.
Maybe the Aggies need him as a coach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
No!
What?
No, we can talk football again. It's okay.
That would be Patrick at.
Hey, hey. I've been very happy with the team, but look, back to politics.
Okay, hello. Hello. Hello, are you there? Hello, are you there?
Scott.
Yeah.
Welcome back, and I'd like to say a shout-out to KO and the rest of the guys. They did a fabulous job while you were gone.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And
thank you.
They do, too. That's good. Yeah, I know. Sometimes this isn't as fun as it sounds. Scott Walker speaking about what could be the standard-bearer for the other party in 2016 for the White House, the Hillster. He said, we're going to have a message that says Hillary Clinton is all about Washington. I think in many ways she was the biggest loser on Tuesday because she embodies everything that's wrong with Washington. You know what? When a Republican governor gets elected in Arkansas, that says something, doesn't it?
If I'm not mistaken, Arkansas's entire delegation is Republican.
Yes, yes.
All red.
Yes, for the first time ever.
What does that say about the former first lady?
Hey. They still raised the minimum wage.
Oh, they did. It was like $6. It was lower than the national minimum wage. It was $6.25.
How was that possible?
I don't know. But I saw a chart on that, and I don't know how that was. Well, okay, I know what it was. They were residents of Arkansas. That's it. The government just told them that's what the minimum wage was, and they believed it.
BB&T sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loan subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
What happens to our majestic shade trees while we're busy building new houses beside and beneath them can be absolutely heartbreaking. Roots are cut or covered, trunks are gouged, bruised or broken. The trees are left to suffer. Worst of all, we're often totally unaware of any problems until it's too late to step to the tree's rescue. Trees deserve special care. I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon. Only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. Texas native trees are some of our most valuable natural resources. In the interest of saving your trees, let's outline some of the steps you can take to protect them. Begin with a serious talk with the builder. Explain the importance of the trees to your property and make a list of the steps you expect him to follow to protect that investment. Insist that no trucks or other construction equipment be allowed within the drip lines of your trees unless you give specific permission. Soil compaction from the weight of the equipment can not only damage the tree's roots, but it can also make it very difficult to get grass, shrubs, or ground cover started later. Wrap old 2x4s loosely around the trunks to act as cushions against trucks and tractors backing into them. While trees can usually survive a blow in one specific spot, if the bark is damaged all the way around the trunk at any one height, you run the risk of losing the tree within a few months. That rough old lumber can absorb the blows and keep the tree healthy and prosperous. Do as little damage to the tree's root systems as you possibly can. Don't cut trenches for water and other utilities across the drip line of the tree where you would cut many roots, but instead come in from the outside, parallel to the growth of the roots. Think of your tree and its root system as an old-fashioned wooden wagon wheel with spokes. Position your soil cut so you'll cut as few of those spokes as you can. Most importantly, don't add fill soil around any shade tree, whether it's during construction or years later as you remodel your landscape. Most of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil, and adding new soil over the roots can end up driving the oxygen out of the root zone. The tree's roots gradually die, and the tree goes downhill. Most species are very vulnerable. The truth is, removing 6 inches of soil from a large tree's root area will often do less damage than adding 2 inches. If you ever need to add soil to a small part of the root zone, try not to affect more than 20 or 25% of the root area. When there's no option but to add soil, you can build a well with a retaining wall to hold back the higher soil grade around the tree. It needs to be a good ways out from the trunk, though, and you really need to get a certified arborist on site to give you advice of where that retaining wall can be built. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about winter tender loving care for your tropicals in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. We'll start you off with a high school football report where A&M Consolidated laced Livingston 63-7. Bryan beat Rudder 56-19. College Station pounded Candy Creek 63-7. The number one Navasota Rattlers stayed the juggernaut, blanking Houston Washington 77-0. And St. Joseph's Catholic fell to Brazos Christian 41-0. And find out more on your favorite high school team, all you have to do is go to brazosfootball.com. Aggie football stunned almost everybody, shocking then number 3 Auburn over the weekend. Coach Sumlin almost sounds overwhelmed in the press postgame press conference, complimenting both the players and the coaches.
I couldn't be prouder of these guys and their coaching staff to go in a situation where the odds were stacked against us and to practice the way they practiced this week and stay focused, particularly on the road in this environment. It's a great environment to play and handle things the way they did from start to finish. That's a complete team and coaching staff effort.
Next up for the Aggs at Kyle Field, it's Missouri. This Saturday at 6:30, that means our very early pregame show, live from the Fan Zone, it's exclusive to WTAW, starts at 2:30 on 1620 AM. Mississippi State and Florida State remained 1-2 in the Associated Press college football poll for the fifth straight week, but the rest of the top 10 has gone quite topsy-turvy after Auburn's loss to the Aggs. Michigan State and Notre Dame fell as well, which means Oregon is now third, followed by Alabama, TCU, Baylor, Arizona State, Ohio State, Auburn, and Mississippi. Ohio State climbed 5 spots after beating Michigan State. TCU and Baylor both moved up 4 notches, and Auburn fell 6.
So it'll be a right-footed, outswinging corner kick. Pounds gets the ball in. Top of the 6, Jake Room gets a header, goal, Texas A&M!
And that's all it would take. The Aggies blanked Kentucky 1-0 Sunday to win their second consecutive SEC tournament title. The ladies became the first team since Florida in 2001 to repeat the championship double, winning the regular season and tournament crowns in back-to-back seasons. The Aggies will get their NCAA tournament assignment today at 3:30 during the selection show, which can be found at NCAA.com. The number 5 Texas A&M women's basketball team defeated Oklahoma City 74-51 in exhibition action Saturday at Reed. Torrey Scott led A&M with 13 points. In the NFL, Tony Romo returned from injury to help the Dallas Cowboys beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-17 yesterday at the very famous Wembley Stadium in London. Romo tossed 3 touchdown passes and racked up 246 yards after sitting out last week's game with cracked vertebrae. Dez Bryant caught a pair of TDs in the kit for the Cowboys, and here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett on the tandem's success from yesterday.
And then when he had opportunities to throw the ball underneath, I thought he delivered the ball well, and the run after catch was big in this game. Dez really made a couple great plays for us, plays that kind of changed the game. Those were huge for us. Those are the difference-making plays that allowed us to get ahead.
Week 11 sees the Cowboys get a bye week, and the Texans coming off of their bye this past week will take on Johnny Football and the Browns in Cleveland. They've got the noon game this coming Sunday. In the late game last night, the Packers stuffed the Bears 55-14. In NASCAR action, the chase for the championship has come down to now four. Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano following Sunday's race at Phoenix International Raceway. Harvick dominated the Quicken Loans Race of Heroes 500. Jeff Gordon finished second, but lost his bid for the fifth Sprint Cup Championship when Newman knocked Kyle Larson into the wall on the final lap to finish 11th, 1 point ahead of Jeff Gordon. And finally, the Billy Kennedy Show returns to radio and Wings and More on University Drive tonight. You can catch the action from 7 to 8 right here on 1620 AM. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So it says here, so it must be true because it's written, that CBC Canada reports the NHL is moving toward a future where the NHL jersey will become a billboard as the game's best players advertise goods and services.
Doesn't
while
surprise me
up
at all.
Down the ice. The chief operating officer has publicly stated that the ads are coming and happening. Now, interesting. Because obviously NASCAR lives and dies by this thing.
Sure.
I mean, all those things that go on there.
So does Champions League soccer.
But the deal is what they're going to have to do. And the NBA, by the way, is looking at selling space on jerseys.
Yes, they are.
A practice jersey is already in place. I think they're doing it. But that's the other thing. Put a practice jersey, you could have ads on there, and then you could have ads during the game on the uniforms. But in that circumstance, think about that. You're going to want still shots. Those kind of static shots are going to be more important because you'll be able to actually read what the, you know, the logo is, whatever it happens
sure.
to be. Nike may not be happy about that, or Adidas, because they're going to go, hey, we were here first. Going to be a freeze on Wednesday or Thursday night. That's what they're telling us. Rest of the forecast after the news. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.